Welcome again to our program. I saw Burgess in the hall a moment ago. The man does not know how to take a vacation.
No, he was cool. In the hall.
But you know what? Now that I think about it, he's got those two cute sons that are young enough to believe in you know who. He's probably hiding their things here. Probably getting ready to come in and wheel them out of here.
Probably.
Get them in the house. That must be why I had that big tool belt strapped around him. I thought he was pretending to be Batman for a while, but that does answer a few questions. Gary, you still have a couple more appearances left in our countdown. We are counting down.
Yeah, it's been a busy day.
The top tunes of the year. We're getting thousands of requests, and as you know, we compile the votes through the year, and we're leading up to our number one song for 1987.
Are we now in the 20s? Where are we? Are we in the top 25 or the top 73?
I think we're in the upper 20s right
Yay.
Now.
Yay, all
we're
right.
We're working our way. We'll get it all done before the program ends at 6:50 tonight because UofL basketball cuts into our programming time. That's pregame at 6:50. Tip-off set for a little past 7:30 tonight here on your number one station for sports, 84 WHAS. Time again for Captain Larry Grant from Skywatch 84, a service of Quintex Mobile Communications.
Sure, you know that guy by the name of Douglas McGelpin?
I've met him a time or two, yes.
Well, evidently he's left Plainview, and he just told me that traffic on the Water City is very heavy and slow-moving, westbound in the vicinity, 64 Breckenridge Lane. So we're moving south on 65 at this moment. We'll make a turn to the left instead of the right, work our way on the Water City, see what that's all about. Spaghetti Junction traffic looking in pretty good shape, east-westbound 64, northbound 71. Normal delays exiting from the Waterson up around 4222 in the Waterson, and we'll continue south on 65. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
Larry, you know how crabby Doug gets when he's stuck in traffic. Let's check with him now. Doug, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where are you stuck now?
Is he crabby?
No, I'm not crabby. We just went underneath, where the heck are we anyway? We're on the...
told me a minute ago you were Breckenridge Lane.
Well, we're just 64 westbound. We're getting ready to drop down the cut there to go through the tunnel.
Where? Who's where? You have a woman with you?
Yeah, Letha's with me this afternoon, our intern.
Uh-huh. And yeah. How fast are we going, McKelvin?
Do you want the honest truth?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
You don't have any of your radar units out here today, do you?
No.
Oh, good. We're going 65.
Yes, we do. I just would have my fingers.
I appreciate that.
It's okay.
Cut it back, Jack.
Okay, double nickels.
Gotcha.
Double nickels.
Bye.
He's not so crabby after all yet, Larry.
No, he has Letha with him. Wonder what Denise would think about that.
Oh, it's Letha, L-E-T-H-A. I thought Letha. She had a lisp, too, but that is her name. Letha Hall.
Oh, Letha, okay.
A darling woman. I'm sure Denise will learn to deal with it. Letha is a fine assistant we have here at the radio station. She's the one who knows how to turn all the buttons and switches to get people on the air.
Well, she's an important person, and no question about it.
Doug doesn't know how to do that sort of thing.
Can I go now?
Yes, we'll talk to you again shortly, and more of our countdown yet to come.
It's the season for giving, and right now, Quintex is giving away a 5-inch AudioVox TV with the purchase of any AudioVox car phone. That's right. Just buy an AudioVox cellular car phone from Quintex, an authorized agent of Bell South Mobility, and get a 5-inch TV free. That's some deal. Quintex is your one-stop cellular car phone center, and all phones are backed by Bell South Mobility Service. Quintex provides everything you need, from advice to equipment and service on all makes and models, and they have a wide variety of accessories to choose from. So act now and take advantage of this holiday special, a free AudioVox TV with the purchase of any AudioVox car phone. Offer expires December 24th. Call Quintex today, 491-4747. That's 491-4747. Quintex is an authorized agent of Bell South Mobility.
You're listening to the Terry Miners & Company year-end countdown of the top hits. How can we count down the list with still more than a week left in the year? Because the countdown is rigged, that's why. We take bribes for influential positions on this list, and we're not too big to admit it, so there. Now, back to a guy who's probably still counting his money, Terry Miners.
750, 760. Yeah, time again, thank you. Thank you, Buzz Baxter, and thank you one and all for those fine love offerings in the mail to make sure that your tune winds up on Terry's top 73 countdown of the year. There are 73 tunes we packed into the list, and we'll get them all out before 6:50 when the program ends tonight. Gary Bruce, our fine program director with the big voice, is here with our next number. Gary?
30.
Number 30 on our list. Aha! Former University of Kentucky Wildcat basketball coach Joe Beesman Hall, one of his four appearances on our countdown. The man has tried, has thrown his hat into many, many rings since he left coaching at UK. One of them fell a little bit short for him. He wanted to be the next governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Thought he had enough big blue support. This was back at the time that John Y. Brown and Steve Beshear and the other guys were all still in the race, too, and a fellow named Wilkinson had been heard of very little in certain circles. But Joe Beesman put together a rap song to announce his candidacy.
I'm going to take John Brown and run him out of town, and then I'll take Beshear and knock him on his ear. It's Joe Beesman Hall who's going to run this state. As soon as I take office in 1988, I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. White boy.
Lucky for Joe, Wallace Wilkinson is a UK fan, so Joe's probably going to get a post in that administration in the not-too-distant future.
29.
Next on our countdown, again, we look toward Memphis, where we celebrated, didn't actually celebrate, but commemorated the 10th anniversary of the passing of the King of Rock and Roll. You know, I did a show on a billboard earlier this year dressed in a woman's bathing suit, and joining me on the billboard was an Elvis impersonator. It happened to be that time, and he was in town to perform at a Redbirds game. Elvis Wade was the man's name. Little paunchy, had the big truck driver sideburns, the whole thing, and he sang a couple of tunes about the King. This is his signature tune. It's called The King Is Gone, a tribute to Mr. Presley by Elvis Wade. On our countdown here, this one gets me so emotional.
The King is gone.
Goodbye, Elvis. We'll miss you.
Thank you. Except on that sign, he ate like 14 donuts when he was up there with me. I kept worrying that the tracking was going to fall. The catwalk. Look out.
28.
The next entry on our countdown. Boy, it's been a rocky year for Mr. Sean Penn. He was incarcerated for a while just for being an idiot. And then his wife, Madonna, finally signed divorce papers and said, I'm out of here, big boy. Sean Penn and his Brat Pack stood below Madonna's window for the next couple of weeks and sang this song to his rock and roll princess.
I wonder who's kissing her now. Wonder who's teaching her how. Wonder who's looking into her eyes.
I wonder who's kissing her now. I think it's Emilio Estevez. Actually, they kept singing that song over and over, weeks on end, and Madonna finally said, all right, we'll drop the divorce thing if you'll just shut up out there. I'm trying to get some sleep. So Sean is now living in the basement. They are still married. Not happily, but they are still married. We'll roll on with the countdown in a few moments. First, let's get another update on traffic with Captain Larry Grant in Skywatch 84.
And looking at the Waterson Expressway, the problem up around Breckenridge Lane, not on the east, the westbound side. Well, it is on the westbound side for slow-moving traffic looking over onto the eastbound lanes. There's an accident reported. Local police are either on the scene or just received a report. Eastbound Waterson at Breckenridge Lane, a non-injury accident. And that's probably what Doug was caught in a couple of minutes ago proceeding westbound from I-64. I'm looking at the delay starting right now eastbound about two blocks before you get up to the Taylorsville Road overpass. And from that point, it's heavy duty just creeping along and in the easterly direction. Southbound 65. Southbound 65. Still very heavy and slow from Crittenden Drive to the Waterson on toward Fern Valley Road. And with that, we're going to be up on this accident site in just a couple of minutes. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84 at WHAS.
Thanks, sir. 522 at 84 WHAS. Here is Gary Rizzo's forecast for tonight, becoming mostly clear, cold, low 26. And tomorrow, sunny and milder, up to 53 for the high. Increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, breezy, milder, low 48. Christmas Eve, some showers possible, with a high near 60, 57 anyway. Christmas Day, though, will get sharply colder and perhaps drop a few flurries around here. Gary says, who knows what's to come after that? Maybe a little snowfall. It's 33 the high on Christmas Day. 44 at Stanford Field and 46 currently downtown at 84 WHAS. And here's Sid Jenkins.
Thank you, Ter. It's basketball tonight out at Freedom Hall again. This is the game originally scheduled for the 21st of December, but moved back a night to accommodate ESPN television. But to accommodate other considerations in this area, it will be blacked out. on ESPN cable tonight. The only live coverage will be right here on the home of the Cards with Van Vance and Jock Sutherland as U of L goes against Eastern Kentucky. Coach Danny Crum is going to have to shut down Eastern's fine senior guard Jeff McGill, who's been averaging 19 points per ball game, just coming off a 25-point effort Saturday against Bowling Green. And Coach Crum also will be looking for some help from those guys who sit next to him at the start of the game. He's gone to his bench in the first four games and had only 30 points produced by the reserves, although Mike Abram did play a very strong game in Saturday's come-from-behind effort against the Indiana Hoosiers. Game time, an unusual starting time out at Freedom Hall, 7:30, and coverage begins right here at 6:50 on 84 WHAS. In the King of the Bluegrass basketball final out at Fairdale High School, the host Fairdale Bulldogs will be in the championship game for the first time in the seven-year history of the tournament, and they've got a big task. They're taking on Kentucky's second-ranked team, the Bardstown Tigers. Keen Bardstown's great effort in this tournament has been senior guard Boo Brewer, who has pumped in 85 points in the first three games, including back-to-back 33-point games. Fairdale and Bardstown will not start until about 9:30 tonight. That'll be preceded by three consolation games in the King of the Bluegrass. Football tonight at the All-American Bowl in Birmingham will send the Brigham Young Cougars against the Virginia Cavaliers. Even with a decisive victory by either team, neither will probably crack the final AP top 20 poll. In Columbus, Ohio, written reports say that Don Nalen of West Virginia and John Cooper of Arizona State have emerged as the leading candidates for the Ohio State coaching position, one of the most coveted in all of college football. Nalen and Cooper both have their teams in postseason bowl games, and so they're trying to keep down that conversation or speculation about their future until after their current teams have completed the season. Chicago Bulls guard Michael Jordan continues to lead the NBA All-Star East team balloting. Jordan has received more than 282,000 votes. Runner-up is Detroit's Isaiah Thomas, who has some 170,000 votes. Atlanta's Dominique Wilkins and Boston's Larry Bird are the top vote-getters at forward on the East squad. And veteran Moses Malone, a 10-time All-Star, is the top vote-getter at the center position on the East squad. The voting will continue through the middle of January for this year's All-Star game. Again, early coverage of basketball tonight begins at 6:50. U of L against Eastern, the Cardinals' last home appearance before they head for Hawaii.
Don't you find that a little amazing that Kareem is not the most sought-after player in terms of All-Star team play by the fans for the center position?
Well, now this is the East, but you're right. In the West, he's not getting as many votes as Elijah Wan and some of the others. But at the age of 40, his skills, I mean, as great an athlete as he is, his skills have diminished with time.
But, you know, it'd still be quite an honor if they bring Kareem out once or twice, more for the skyhook here.
I'm sure he's going to be on the team, but
The rumor I hear is that this year he's going to have a walker, you know, to get up and down the court. But still, the skyhook still flies.
Okay. And he's talking about coming back to play in the 1989 season, too.
Like he needs the money, you know. Sure. Sure thing, Kareem. He's probably trying to save up enough to buy California.
To be serious for a moment, the sad fact is he does need the money because the man he gave his trust and confidence and money to did not do well by him. So he's not as well off as he should be.
But he does have a couple of shekels here.
He does have a roof over his head, yes.
Yeah, here and there. Sure. Yeah, sure. He's out working like he couldn't find another nice job either if he took the sneakers off, too. 5:26 at 84 WHS. We'll have the Coach Denny Crum show for you at 5:50.
Come to Earl Books, Carriford, Best Buy Country Mile.
Save big this holiday season when you buy a new car or truck from Earl Books, Carriage Ford. Choose from a great selection of America's best-built cars and trucks. Escort, Taurus, Thunderbird, Bronco 2, Ranger, and Standard Transmission F-Series. Offer excludes special SST models. Plus, buy now and get a free color TV. That's right, a free color TV just in time for Christmas. Hurry, this offer ends December 24th. Big savings on a new Ford car or truck and a free color TV. Happy holidays from Earl Books Carriage Ford, across from the Green Tree Mall in Clarksville.
For solid deals and service that are sure to bring a smile, it's Earl Books Carriage Ford, Best Buy Country Mile.
Ford lately.
They were mighty hungry when they got home that night. No ordinary meal would do them right. She needed something hearty.
Beef noodle hearty.
She got the heartiest hamburger helper she could. Rib stick and beef noodle always tasted real good. And it was hearty.
Beef noodle hearty.
Had oodles and noodles and a beefy sauce too. Her two guys loved it and her daughter did too. Because it was hearty.
Beef noodle. Beef noodle hearty.
hamburger helper.
Hearty beef noodle.
Hello, this is Milton. My phone-in show tonight starts about 10:50. That'll be after the ball game. And my topic is this: how to beat the holiday blahs, with Gene Hodges and David Haas, who have some good ideas about beating the holiday blahs. Join me for the phone-in starting at 9 tonight, okay?
84 WHAS.
Here again is America's number one crime fighter, Captain Larry Grant, in Skywatch 84, a service of roof lighting.
Louisville police just pulled up on the scene of the accident, eastbound Waterson Expressway, which is just east of Breckenridge Lane. It's in the right-hand lane. It has traffic backed up about two blocks west of Taylorsville Road, so it's going to take a little time before the officer can get that cleared up and the traffic begins to flow out. On the westbound side, coming from 64, traffic is slow moving. Naturally, we have our rubberneckers that have to see what's going on in the other lane there, and that's certainly not helping things. Be very careful if you're caught in that line of traffic and watch the taillights ahead of you. County police, we're working an accident at Dixie and Winton. That may be cleared up at this moment. We are over the Spaghetti Junction area. We have our delays northbound 65 and southbound 65 merging to go east, and southbound 71, westbound 64, trying to continue on for a lot of traffic, trying to get up that ramp to go northbound across the Kennedy Bridge. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
You know, Bob, there's something even more special about roof lighting during the Christmas season.
Know what you mean?
All your employees seem really caught up in the spirit.
Yeah, especially Ralph. Look at him arranging all those candle lamps.
Oh, roof lighting has their exclusive Christmas candles again.
Oh, yeah, people love that authentic reproduction of a traditional 18th century candle holder.
Solid brass, too.
Yeah, it's nice to recreate those old traditions, like placing a candle in the window.
If it's a tradition anyone can afford.
They're hard to find, too, but we have a good supply at roof lighting.
You're right about Ralph, Bob. He's really into the holiday spirit.
Oh, you should hear him sing Christmas carols.
No, I shouldn't.
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Oh, I don't think Ralph would make the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Well, it really doesn't make any difference how it sounds to him.
You mean to Ralph?
No, to him.
A Merry Christmas from everyone at Roof Lighting, 523 East Broadway.
It's 5:30 at News Radio 84. We'll continue with Terror's top tunes for 1987 in a few moments. Already down into the 20s, and we'll have this thing whipped on time for a change. Coach Crum show in about 20 minutes. Gary Rizzo has the forecast for the holidays yet to come. First, this news update with Susan Sweeney.
An independent counsel says so far he's found insufficient evidence that Attorney General Edwin Meese knowingly participated in criminal activity in connection with the WedTech Corporation, a defense contractor. But that's not the story for two of his associates. Meese's former lawyer and his financial advisor have both been indicted in New York on criminal charges, along with another associate of the law. Still, Tom Scheer, the director of the New York FBI, says the investigation is continuing.
We don't know where the end is going to be. We don't know where it is yet. The FBI's investigation in the past year has expanded to the level now that we have 35 of our 59 field officers involved in the investigation. 6 months ago, I wished that I would be here to see the end, but the end's not in sight yet.
An investigation has been underway to see if there was any wrongdoing related to WedTech's work for the government. The company's new management alleges that the three indicted men conspired to collect large consulting fees in return for their influence with Meese on winning government contracts. The speed limit on Kentucky Parkways is going up. That story next. It's 5:31 on News Radio 84 WHAS.
Say, would you like a free map of the area? They're here, hot off the press, by Mass Marketing Incorporated, the new Merchant Map. It's a large, detailed map that folds easily to fit anywhere. The map is sponsored by local merchants, and they're giving them away free. You can pick up your free copy by checking out the fine services of these sponsors. Quality Care Home Care and Nursing Service at 3901 Atkinson Drive, Suite 113. New Care Family Dentists at 5000 Shelbyville Road. Budget Print Center at 1821 Planside Drive. WHAS at 520 West Chestnut. Al Yurt Plumbing, call 502-491-9678. Parkway Medical Center Nursing Home at 1155 Eastern Parkway. Embassy Square Chiropractic Center at 300 Embassy Square Boulevard. Alamo Plaza Court at 5229 Dixie Highway. Maine Travel Agency Incorporated at 730 West Main. No gimmicks or catches, the handy Merchant Map is free. Get yours today while the limited supply lasts. Another quality service from Mass Marketing Incorporated.
Governor Wallace Wilkinson has ordered the speed limit on Kentucky highways raised to 65 miles an hour. That follows action by Congress today that allows states to increase the speed limit on selected interstate-type highways. President Reagan signed the bill today, and Kentucky officials acted minutes afterward. However, they are still trying to determine when the new speed limit goes into effect right away or when the new signs go up. The new 65-mile-an-hour speed limit applies to nearly 700 miles of Kentucky parkways. The presidential pen has sealed the fate of this year's budget and deficit reduction plan. President Reagan has just approved tax and spending bills designed to reduce the deficit for this fiscal year by $33 billion and to keep the government running on $600 billion. Even as he signed the legislation, the president criticized Congress for cramming so much into them. Remember all the confusion about filling out new W-4 forms this year? That was so your withholding would match the new tax laws. There's a new one to fill out again, and as ABC's Tony Sargent reports, the IRS thinks it's finally come up with the perfect form.
Still another W-4 tax withholding form to fill out next year? That's right. It'll be a cross between the long one so many taxpayers hated early this year and the short one that came out later. IRS says it's more like the short one. The law doesn't say you have to fill out the new withholding form in 88 like wage earners did this year, but IRS suggests if you find Uncle Sam got way too little or too much of your paycheck this year, you might want to do it anyway. Tony Sargent, ABC News, Washington.
A victory today for credit card users. The Senate has passed legislation requiring banks, retail stores, and other issuers of credit cards to disclose interest rates and yearly fees to potential customers. The bill now goes to a conference committee where lawmakers will reconcile it with a similar House measure. Efforts to resume ceasefire talks in Nicaragua fell apart today. The Contra rebels ran into a problem when they requested to meet with Sandinista officials directly, according to Contra spokesman Bosco Matamoros.
We requested that there be a Sandinista official, member of the Sandinista government, and Nicaraguan, to be in the delegation.
Both sides in the war have promised to observe a Christmas truce, and Nicaraguan officials are hoping the sound of gunfire will be kept to a minimum during the holidays. Gary Rizzo has the forecast coming up shortly. First, a check with traffic with Captain Larry Grant in Skywatch 84.
Westbound 64 traffic in fine shape to the Sherman Minton Bridge, and if you're westbound across the bridge going up through Floyd Knobs, you'll be in good shape. Louisville police working an accident eastbound on the Waterson just east of Breckenridge Lane. It's in the right-hand lane and has traffic back up for about two blocks west of the Taylorsville Road overpass, so it's going to be slow going for you. But in fact, traffic might be backed up pretty close to Bordentown Road by this particular time. We have crossed the river, taking a look at the New Albany area. No problem on Spring Street or any of the arteries in this fine city. And with that, we're going to check out the rest of southern Indiana. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
And with the forecast now, meteorologist Gary Rizzo.
Becoming mostly clear and cold tonight with a low of 26. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and milder with a high of 53. For tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness, breezy and milder, the low 48, but temperatures could rise to the mid-50s overnight. Christmas Eve, cloudy with showers, windy and mild, and a high of 57. Christmas Day, it will be turning windy and colder, cloudy skies continuing, and we could see rain or snow. Temperatures are going to be in the 30s. It's too soon to tell whether if we'll get all rain or all snow. We could even get a mixture of rain and snow. So stay tuned. Right now we have partial clearing and the temperature is 45. I'm Gary Rizzo.
With news on the hour and half hour bulletins at once, I'm Susan Sweeney, News Radio 84 WHAS.
This is tiring, counting down all these tunes here. I don't know how Casey Kasem does this every week.
Well, with practice,
he only does 40, though.
Do what?
He only does 40 tunes.
That's true, and I think he makes up some of those stories just to pad the time because
right. He's
got to be busy jumping back and forth between the record players and the microphone. Okay, here's the new song, but that's what's killing me.
And then
me.
He plays full 2.5 and 3 minute songs, and there's enough time to...
Instead of these little 10-second snippets.
Right,
sure.
Yeah.
All right, well...
He has a whole bunch of people, though. He gets paid.
He
like,
does?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a staff.
Mega
big
bucks.
Staff. Research staff.
He's got like 20 people.
You're kidding me.
He's
no,
got a
I wouldn't kid
staff.
You. He's got 20 people who do all that work for him, you know?
They told me that little Casey Kasem, who, of course, is only 2 feet tall, stands on a stack of phone books just to reach the record players.
No, that's not it. He sits in a little acoustic booth with his headphones on and a microphone and says, you know, more wine, more Perrier water, more whatever.
He went Hollywood on us.
Yeah, he's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are counting down. Thank you, Gary Rizzo and Doug McKelvin, for helping out. I am just exhausted. As you can see, my shirt is soaking from slaving over a couple of hot turntables here, bringing you the top hits of 1987. And if you're wondering, Ter, why the show, why the countdown today? It's because I'm taking vacation shortly, And I want to sneak this in before a year's end. I'm not coming back till January 3rd, so...
I think a hearty pat on the back and a kick in the pants should go to our ace program director, Gary Bruce, for providing all of the numbers today on the broadcast.
He's done a nice job. Gary, what number are we up to in Zilla?
27.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Gary, he just counts it. And he can count backwards, which is really amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
The 27th entry, as we count down to number one, is provided by our mayor, Jerry Abramson, and the Board of Alder People. Always, of course, busy promoting the city. And, you know, the biggest dilemma the rest of the country has with Louisville is they don't call a strike city anymore. They don't think we're just running around with baseball bats and whiskey all the time. The big question they have is, how do you pronounce the name of this town? Well, Mayor Abramson and the Board of Alder People released this record earlier this year, and it's pretty much explained to people like the Presbyterians and others who are moving our way just how it is you say Louisville.
Louisville. No matter how you play it, it's still my hometown.
And you heard the organ in the background. They were playing the Captain Fitzgerald's organ from the Bell of Louisville over there, the Calliope on top of the Bell of Louisville. Very nice. Okay, we had a lot of nice folks come down and help out with that. The balloon dropped the whole thing there. We'll get a final look at traffic in a moment, but first, one more entry on our top 10. Or
26.
Actually, our top 23, excuse me. Gary Bruce, program director, says number 26 is up, and this is not a song. This is just a spoken message by Miss Sybil Shepherd, which whenever I hear her speak, it is music to my ears. Sybil has been selling beef all year long, even though in a Red Book article she claimed she doesn't eat much red meat. She's been working for the Beef Council to sort of promote that product throughout America. And this is Sybil Shepherd talking about meat for 20 seconds.
Sometimes I wonder if people have a primal, instinctive craving for hamburgers. Something hot and juicy and so utterly simple, you can eat it with your hands. I mean, I know people who don't eat burgers, but I'm not sure I trust them.
I'm not sure I do either there, toots. Here is Captain Larry Grant with a final look at traffic from Skywatch 84.
We're taking a look at New Albany and a good portion of Jeffersonville and Clarksville, and it appears traffic moving in those cities in fine shape. No problem on 62, 131 Eastern Boulevard or 265. And with that, let's call it an evening. Louisville police working in that one accident that I'm aware of, and that's eastbound on the Waterson, just east of Breckenridge Lane in the right-hand lane, so that's going to cause some delays there for you. Have a good evening. Make sure you tune in early in the morning. I'm Captain Larry Grant, Skywatch 84, WHAS.
The Judge for AT&T Long Distance.
Reach out. It's an easy thing to do. You can make it happen.
The road, the one thing that makes those long, hard hours so worthwhile is a phone call home. You know, it's the best way to keep us close to the ones we love.
All you do is reach out and touch someone.
And the love comes right through. That's AT&T, the right choice. Listen, you can hear it in the wind. Something new. An American legend and an American debut. A major new force in the automotive industry is here. Introducing the Jeep Eagle Division. Chrysler Corporation has just spread its wings, and you can expect the best.